And amen. Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving. Beautiful, balmy South Florida Thursday. If you want to talk about, you know, counting your blessings, and I've been doing it all morning, but tonight our Miami Dolphins are playing in Green Bay, and at 8:20 kickoff time, it's 18 degrees. And so if you do 18 backwards, it's 81. That's our high today. So I'm counting that as a major blessing, and I'll tell you, if the Dolphins pull off a win up there in Green Bay, which two is 0-7 when it's 40 degrees and below, I'm going to celebrate. This is my celebration. Amen? So you've seen the Miami Dolphins celebration for touchdowns? I see. I understand. Another blessing I'm counting personally is for good health, because I'm telling you, I got strep throat this week for the first time since my freshman year in Bible college. And that time I was put in the infirmary for 10 days in isolation, and that was in 1976, and I felt like I was in infirmary for days this time. And I just want to thank you for your prayers, but just the ability to get up and move around and fellowship and be with people, it's blessed my soul. And it's no fun being all achy and in pain and so forth. And so I made some pies last night. I made a pumpkin pie and I made a cherry pie for Crystal's birthday. Also, for your birthday, where's Jason at? For your birthday, Jason, wherever you are, because your birthday is tomorrow. Yeah, except you don't get any of it, but happy birthday. And I made a strep pie for Rick, so he's going to enjoy that. I'm not contagious, I promise, anymore. And thankfully, I tasted the pumpkin pie last night. And I went, wow, I know my taste is off because of strep, but this tastes really bad. And then I realized why. I forgot to put in sugar. So it's basically a vegetable pie of some sort. It's so gross, I got to tell you. But it's good to be here tonight. I have a question I love to ask. Are you glad you're saved? Yes. Amen. One of the blessings is seeing beloved ones. People ask me a lot of times, why do you love Thanksgiving Day service so much? And one of the main reasons is because for 37 years now, I get to meet on Thanksgiving Day. Now, you think about this. This is not true of my cousins. This is not true of family members, close family members. It's not true of my fellow welders from ages ago, my football team, nobody. But with this group, every single Thanksgiving, I get to see folks. And Mike and Ruth, every Thanksgiving. And Chris and Marianne, every Thanksgiving. And Cindy and Adam, every Thanksgiving. And you think about that for all these years. It's family to me. But the glorious part is, and I saw a picture the other day of a Thanksgiving service about 26 years ago, and hundreds of those people are in heaven now. So it just means that this meeting is going to go on forever. So I'm very grateful for that. And a good example of that is family, friends get to come back, and the Hatchers are here, the Haneys are here, the Besters are back with us, so many others, and I shouldn't have gotten started. And Charlie's going to come. He's one of them. He grew up in these pews, and the pews on Center Street, and grew up being rebuked in my office as a little boy a few times. But I love this brother and the whole family, all of them. And he's going to greet you for a few moments, and then he's going to open in prayer, brother.
It's just an honor to be here. We're grateful. Don't get to get loose much, but we're grateful to be here. And we drove past the old beacon, and I pointed it out to my kids. It doesn't mean as much to them. They've only ever been to this beacon. But it was neat to see and just to remember a lot. And this service, as Pastor mentioned, I've had the privilege to be a part of a lot of different ministries, and this is unique. In fact, when I knew we were coming here for Thanksgiving, I told a few people there, and they were like, "You have service on Thanksgiving?" I'm like, "It's the best." I don't know why everybody doesn't do it, but it is unique, and I'm grateful to be here. It is a real privilege. We love Pastor. We love y'all, and it's good to be here for a few days. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this meeting, and we're thankful for who you are. We're thankful for salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ and for this church and the opportunity that we have as your people to gather together, to have our hearts encouraged, to praise you for all that you are and what you've done in each of our lives. Thank you for Pastor. We thank you for this church and these people. We pray that you'll bless this service, that you'll use it in all of our lives to help us to be better Christians, to be encouraged, to continue to serve you faithfully. Well, thank you again for all that you're doing for us and continue to do for us. Guide us now, and we'll thank you. For we ask things in Christ's name. Amen.
At this time, we're going to read something, the 103rd Psalm. The reason why we choose to do this in this service is because this psalm in particular, it's called a song of thanksgiving. It's a psalm from the great man David. But the reason why is because every single verse you will find as you read this, you could stand up and say amen to. Or as I like to say, every single verse could be a sermon, amen. And I know sometimes these things pass us by, but I encourage you, as you read these, think of the words, say amen to God as you read them. I'm going to read the entire psalm, and I'm going to read all the odd number verses as you follow along on the even number verses responsively. As we stand, we're going to read Psalm 103, beginning at verse 1 down to verse end of the psalm responsively. Verse 1 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. To such as keep his covenant, those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul." And God's people said, amen. Heavenly Father, we do thank you, extol you, we praise you this morning. We can think of so many things. We would not have the time, both here or in our entire lives, properly to thank you for all that you have done. We thank you what you've done in the past, that as far as the east is from the west, so far hath you removed our transgressions from us. We thank you that you have not dealt with us according to our sins or according to our iniquities. We thank you that you restores our soul. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, and what he did for us. We thank you for the here and now. You have told us over and over again that you are the I Am, the ever-present one. And your blessings are not just in the past or in the future. They are also here in this very moment. Every day we open our eyes, it is a gift. Thy mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Help us every day that you give us, we can say, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for what will come one day, that for many, Lord, in this year, they have said goodbye to many loved one. And we know there's coming a day where we will no longer have to say goodbye. We know that heaven is our home, because if it were not so, you would have told us. We thank you that you prepare a place for us, that we are those of a people who are journeying to a final hope, a final destination. So today, Lord, may we thank you for what you've done and what you will do one day and what you are doing right now. Bless the Lord, all his works. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Thank you for this day. And we love you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.
Every morning. meets my every need. You know he's been so good to me, and I can't help but praise the Lord for all he's done. For all he's done, I'm gonna lift my hands and praise him for all he's done. Try to live my life to please him, even though I don't deserve to live. My life has just begun, and I can't help but praise the Lord for all he's done. There are many things that I could praise God for, and if I started now until I died, there'd still be many more. If I can mention only one, I'd have to thank him for his son. Now that's enough to praise the Lord for all he's done. For all he's done, I'm gonna lift my hands and praise him for all he's done. I'll try to live my life to please him, even though I don't deserve to live. My life has just begun, and I can't help but praise the Lord for all he's done. For all he's done, I'm gonna lift my hands and praise him for all he's done. I'll try to live my life to please him, even though I don't deserve to live. My life has just begun, and I can't help but praise the Lord for all he's done. Every moment when I'm with him, I know he is there, and I can't help but praise the Lord for all he's done.
I tell you what, one of the blessings just looking out is seeing college people home with us, and so many of them. I'm grateful, truly, graduates as well, and just seeing familiar faces, people we love. On the back of the bulletin, you'll notice one of the blessings that we have this year are five newish missionaries that have been added to our church family literally less than a year ago. And we thank God for the blessings of each and every one of them, and the blessing of supporting them, and that they are to us as well. And we love to hear from them occasionally, and a couple of them, you'll get to do that here right now. So if you listen in.
Hey, Beacon Baptist Church family. It's your missionaries to Japan, the Zarellas here, just wanting to send you a Thanksgiving greeting and share what we're thankful for as you get ready for your Thanksgiving service. We'll start over here with my wife, Lorena, if you don't know her, and she just wants to share what she's thankful for in the Lord.
Well, I'm very thankful for our family and for having three very healthy and strong boys, and also just being able to be in a place where we can still celebrate and enjoy things such as Thanksgiving and Christmas, as we have our home ready for it. So we're just thankful for God's blessings upon our lives and how he's blessed us and our family.
Amen. Luca, what are you thankful for? Jesus, amen, amen. You, Levi, what are you thankful for? Levi really is in love with the Minions right now, and so he's acting like a Minion, so he's telling you what he's thankful for in Minion language. And I just want to say I'm thankful, of course, for my family, and thankful for how the Lord has been gracious unto us and has blessed us with three wonderful boys and me with a loving wife who loves the Lord Jesus with all of her heart, mind, and soul. But I'm also thankful for the Lord's guidance to us here in Japan. We've been here for just over 2 years now. God has continued to uplift us, to encourage us, to lead us and direct us. Right now, we're leading a small church family, and we're seeing people moved by the Spirit of God. And we're just so excited for all that God has for us in the future, and we praise Him for that. I want to thank you and your church family for loving us so very much, for praying for us, and for your constant care for our family. We can't wait to see you again. We hope that it's sometime soon, and may the Lord Jesus continue to bless the Beacon Baptist Church family and ministry wonderfully and richly according to His grace and mercy. Thank you so much for your love. Until we get to see you next time, Ja, matane.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hello, Beacon Baptist Church. We're the Womack family here in South Africa, and we are honored to be a part of your Thanksgiving service today. We'd love to share with you a few things that we are thankful for this year.
Hi, my name is Savannah, and I'm thankful that we got a new guard dog named Tonka.
Hello, my name is Eason, and I'm thankful that we can get Oreos here in South Africa.
Hello, my name is Cullen, and I'm thankful for my new ukulele.
I'm thankful that we have a wonderful church family here that we can celebrate with.
And we're also thankful that the building project is nearly done and we can have our own church building to be able to spread out and invite more people.
Happy Thanksgiving!
Amen. Yeah, and the first video reminded me I'm thankful for nursery. Amen, aren't you thankful for nursery? I got to say, pray for the Zarellis, Mrs. Zarelli in particular, three boys, brand new, and of course, they're now trilingual because of Minion language as well, but struggling to learn the language, major culture shock there, and so we love this family. The first moment they stepped on this property at one of our missions conferences, I just fell in love with them, and I prayed. I said, Lord, I hope. If it's your will, that it'll bubble up from the congregation, and it did. And so, pray for them. They're you know, just getting a ground and learning the language and doing such a great job there and being a blessing. But you can see the struggle. I mean, it's like get through this video quick as fast as we can. But God bless them and pray for this dear lady. And if those of you who write missionaries, you know, we have their addresses and Brother Remo's put them out there in the past. For you ladies, this you could see this lady, this dear woman. She could use encouragement. And she would be a great one to reach out to and just send her, you know, cards or whatever you got from time to time. So we're thankful for the Haneys. Brother Josh is pastoring, as most of you know, and he's going to come and say a few words that I've asked him to say, and then we'll get together.
All right. Thanks, Pastor. Well, greetings from Orlando, all the way far, far away. Mickey's house, right? Pastor B asked me to share just a kind of a brief, he said, you know, resident historian, can you share some brief thought about the history of Thanksgiving, some unique thing? So I'm going to do that, but before I do, I just want to say that I personally am thankful. This past year, Hannah and I were able to finalize the adoption for our twins, and they are no longer in our home as foster daughters. They are officially, legally daughters. And so praise the Lord for that. Hope and Grace are back there with Hannah. And so we are thankful for that. So as I thought about Thanksgiving and history, there was a word that came to my mind, and that was the word sacrifice. The history of Thanksgiving is marked by gratitude to God through sacrifice. And of course, as you looked in the bulletin, I saw it as well. You saw the little count of the pilgrims, really the Puritan separatists who came from England. That was a very Dr. Dalton thing of me to do right there, Puritan separatists. As they came from England seeking religious liberty, and they, after so many died that first winter in Plymouth Colony, they celebrated their first Thanksgiving meal. They rendered thanksgiving to Almighty God for all His blessings in 1621. But an earlier Thanksgiving celebration preceded that one. In 1564, French Huguenots, who had also fled, like the Pilgrims, religious persecution in Europe, they made a settlement in modern-day Jacksonville. And those French Christians gathered with neighboring natives that first year in 1564 to eat turkey and alligator. So alligator needs to be at your Thanksgiving table to be authentic. Their leader wrote, "We sang a psalm of thanksgiving unto God, beseeching him that it would please his grace to continue his accustomed goodness toward us." Sadly, the persecution they had fled caught up to them, and a short time afterwards, Spanish soldiers in St. Augustine marched and destroyed that French colony. Abraham Lincoln, of course, made Thanksgiving an official and recognized day of celebration in 1863, and challenging Americans to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November next as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens, as well as to pray for God's almighty hand to heal the wounds of the nation. But even as he made that statement, of course, soldiers were still marching and fighting and dying to make a more perfect union. In November of 1918, with the guns of World War I finally silent after ending the lives of over 20 million people, Woodrow Wilson, in his Thanksgiving proclamation, prayed for the guidance of God in keeping the peace which had been brought about with the armistice a mere 17 days before. But even as he said those words, American soldiers were overseas serving and suffering and sacrificing to secure that peace. In the midst of rationing during World War II, Americans were encouraged by FDR to celebrate Thanksgiving a week early, resulting in what came to be called Republican Thanksgiving, celebrated on Thanksgiving Day by those who protested such a change, and Democrat Thanksgiving, celebrated a week earlier per the president's request. I mean, we may not be far from that ourselves today, right? Since its first inception, this day of Thanksgiving has been marked in our nation by gratitude to God in the midst of sacrifice, whether that was people fleeing religious persecution, seeking religious liberty, or soldiers serving overseas to protect that religious liberty, or moms and dads rationing and doing the best they can to provide for their kids in a difficult time. It's been marked by gratitude to God in the midst of sacrifice. So as we gather today, my challenge to you would be to consider all that sacrifice that has been made in Thanksgivings prior to ours. And above all, may we remember the reason that such religious liberty is so dear and sweet, because of the sacrifice of God's Son, Jesus Christ, when he was lifted up on that cross to redeem us and secure us eternal salvation. God bless you.
Thank the Lord for the Batiskis. Of course, they're from the Ukraine, and their homeland is ravaged right now, as Josh went through some of our history at this moment by war. And I want you, while he's playing this medley of hymns that will be familiar to most of you, most of them will, during that time, during this time, just pray. Thank the Lord. Just think of things as God brings them to your mind, and just give the Lord praise and thanksgiving for the blessings that you have on this very wonderful day. Last several minutes of this meeting, we do something every year like this, and it gives you an opportunity. Now again, this is just a Thanksgiving time. It's a praise time, just 2 minutes, 2 or 3 minutes. If you want to stand up, and we'll try to get a microphone too. You have guys running around with microphones. And if you want to stand up and give just a minute or 2 minute, 3 minute testimony about something in the past year or something that God has blessed you with, we're going to give you that opportunity. Raise your hand really high, and we'll point you out. James Gibney, you can stand there, buddy. God bless you. He'll be our first.
My heart is so full this morning. I am just so grateful for this church and just so grateful for this country and so grateful for God's people and so thankful for all of your prayers and just encouragement and putting your arms around us and just loving on our family. And can't tell you just how moved we've been by the show and demonstration of love from each of you here this year. And just rejoice in God's goodness and his faithfulness to his church here at Beacon Baptist Church, but especially God's people throughout this country. And we just rejoice that we have the Word of God, God's most beautiful love letter to us, that we can just worship him in freedom, and just thankful for how God is moving in this country, and just so grateful, just full today, totally full of just the deep, deep love of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen, James. For those of you who don't know, if you're visiting here or new here or whatever, they lost their father just a few weeks ago. And one of our finest men, Sunday school teacher, historically a great teacher in many places, colleges in the country. And so that's a blessing to me. Your faith has been a blessing in God and faithfulness and consistency. So God bless you for that. John Morris, back there. You want to? Hold on a second. Andy, switch mics. Easy call.
Gotta hold it like this.
Yeah.
No, that mic's no good.
You hear me? Okay. Hear me now?
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, there you go.
Just give it, I think the battery's weak on that one.
Okay. So anyway, we're at Westside Baptist Church. I went forward. My daughter Allie went forward, and then we got saved, and we came back. I guess the preacher wanted to keep a hold of us, and he come back that night, and we were both baptized. And Carla's grandfather, Ivan, he came, and he said to me, he said, just be careful. The devil will be after you. And that's it. Thank you.
Wow. And God's people said, amen. I mean, that's salvation. That's awesome. Thank you, John. All right. Brother Ned?
You know, when Andy asked me to share, immediately two things came to my mind. And I didn't really want to share the first one, but maybe I thought I should. You know, when I started doing street ministry 9.5 years ago, I always thought, how can I do this? How long is this going to last? And about 6 years ago, I was pretty burned out. And I just wondered how I could sustain doing it every day and have confidence and love. And I feel like the prayers of this church have been absolutely amazing for me. I mean, so many people tell me they pray for me. And I feel like the confidence, the love, and the boldness that the Lord has given me has just increased as you guys have been praying for me regularly. And it means a lot, and I really, really appreciate it. And the second thing is, you know, in the last 3 years, the Lord has brought to us this wonderful group of young people, most of whom were unsaved, some of whom went to churches that don't really preach the gospel, and just through random people, they've come into our little Bible study group. And the thing that knits us together is, without even the slightest doubt, is the Word of God. These people love the Bible. And all week long, they text us questions. We get together and meet and talk about Scripture. You know, we have a Bible study once a week. But I think to see people come out of the world who weren't raised in church, didn't even have any clue what church was, you know, looked at pastors as scary people, and then they come and they fall in love with the Bible. They start reading the Bible and they fall in love with it and get saved. And then to have a church where we can bring them, where they can hear the Word of God preached with love and power, is just an incomparable blessing. So I'm just so grateful for those two things, beside my precious wife and precious family, little grandson and daughters. So thanks.
Amen, Dad. God bless you. All right. Yes, sir. Brother Coulter.
I'm glad I got your attention over here on this side. I would have insisted that you do it. This last year has been a real challenge for Mary Lou and me. We, most of the staff and a lot of you people know about it. In February, I went to go to the hospital just to check to get a valve replacement. Well, as part of that, I had a catheterization. The cardiologist came out afterwards. I thought he's going to say, oh, okay, everything's fine, and that's usually a pretty simple procedure. He just said, I got some bad news for you, Mr. Coulter. You need open-heart surgery. And, boy, I didn't expect that at all. And so anyway, make a long story short, I had double bypass surgery. I had the valve replacement, too, as a side procedure. But it really, you know, when things like this happen to you, and I thought I was in reasonably good health, but I found out I really wasn't. I was in the hospital 3 times with this. It's bad enough as it is. But what came out of this is a realization, a real opportunity for me to realize how powerful God is and what He can do for you. And as part of this, the blessings that came out of this, I like to say I'm blessed by the surgeons and everybody and friends and family and so forth. But all blessings really come from God, you know. And that makes the blessings that you provide for us. So you're really, we don't have any children. I think everybody knows that. And you are our family. And we just think of that way. We just love you for that. But I have to tell one quick story about Pastor, because we always had to have a story about Pastor, which isn't too hard next. To find. Isn't too hard to find good stories about him, because he's quite a person. Several months ago, kind of the tail end of this whole thing, Mary Lou and I we get up late, and I'll just be honest with you, and we had this powerful rap on our door. We live in a gated community. It's not a real fancy community, but it is a gated community. And I said, who in the world is making all that racket out on our front porch? It was this man. And I couldn't, he was the last one. He had been working with us all the time of all these problems, but I couldn't understand how in the world he got in our community, because I didn't call him in. And I guess I should ask him someday how he did it. But we spent a long time talking, and I tell you, I just felt so close to this man. I felt close to not only him, but the whole staff. I mean, we were blessed by our Gideon friends, our church friends, and we love you all, and we love this church. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Coulter. Thank the Lord. Brother Moe's over here. He's raising his hand.
Does it work?
Yes, sir. You're good.
You know, they say where love is felt, the message is heard. I don't know if many of you have heard that before. But one of the things that I'm really grateful for is
man, big crybaby.
A guy from the streets crying, right? But Pastor Blake, like you and the staff, everyone that you've put in a position have been such a huge blessing. From the moment we walked into those doors, we have felt nothing but love and appreciation, and we're just so grateful and thankful that we drive the extra distance, but it's so worth it. It is so worth it. One of the kids and I said the other day, they said, Dad, thank you so much for having us come to Beacon Baptist Church and joining. It's just been such a huge blessing. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm so emotional. I'm Puerto Rican. but seriously, thank you so much, Pastor. You've been such a huge blessing to us. You know, we're at a point of our lives where we're so down, and just coming here and feeling the love from everybody and just looking around the crowd and see the mixture of people, I just get a vision of what heaven looks like. You know, young, old, black, white, Spanish, Asian. I mean, just the overwhelming amount of love that we've received. And I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for the Gracia family. We love you all, and we thank you all so much.
Amen. This family's been a blessing to us already, and the Lord sent them our way. I can tell you that he's a Puerto Rican from Chicago. And when I was in Chicago working in the inner city, they used to say to me, first three words we learn in English, I cut you. But not him anymore. He's saved. Amen. All right. Christelle? Go ahead, girl. Is it not on? Hold on a second. Try that one.
Hello?
Just talk.
Oh, okay. Good morning, everybody. I just want to thank God for bringing us to this church. It has been like less than 2 years ago that we moved here in Florida. And we have been praying for God to send us to a good church, and He did. And I just want to thank God because He has taught me a lot this year. We went through a lot in my family, in our marriage, and Pastor Blaylock was always there for us, praying for us. And God has taught me to surrender, and He gave me the time to really spend with Him. And it has such be a blessing for me, and how God have worked. And it's hard, it's really hard, but God, when we pray God and ask for Him to walk with us, He really does, and He did for me, and I'm so, so thankful. Thankful for my family, for my husband, and thank you for all the people at the church, Miss Jennifer, pouring her love on my kids, and the small group on Tuesday night. Mary Beth, she is wonderful. It's such a blessing to have her and for her teaching. And you have changed. Every time I go to her Bible study, it just helped me to be who I am today. And I'm so thankful. Thankful for allowing me to be in the choir and everything. And thank you, Lord. Yes, be such a blessing for us. I'm thankful Amen. For this church.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. All right. We have running out of time. We have just a couple minutes. So raise your hand really, really high. I need to see you. They need to see your hand up. Kevin, you're going to get one. And right behind you, there's a hand. If you want to.
All right. I'm got yellow. My mom, I saw her last week, and she asked me to give a testimony on her behalf, and I said, absolutely. And she wanted to say thank you to many of you who have reached out to her through me or directly. I've passed, for all of those of you who've asked me to give you hugs, give her hugs on your behalf, I did that. She's just so grateful for a church that prays for her, that remembers her. She's a widow. She's not living in this state at the moment, but yet many of you have prayed and reached out to her, and she just wanted me to express her gratitude for you all. And I'm just so thankful for this church and how it's reached out to my family. Most of you know, I wasn't a church kid necessarily, but the bus picked me up, and I got saved, and then one by one, people in my family got saved. Just amazing to me to see the change in my mother from a personal standpoint, how she expresses her faith in the Lord Jesus now. She says, I don't know why all this happened, but I trust the Lord, the good Lord, she says. And that is a great, great thing. So I'm so thankful for that, and I'm thankful for you all, and she is as well. So thank you so much.
Amen. And start walking over that way. My mom told me as I was walking out today, she said, make sure you tell the church that if I was there, I'd stand up and thank them for all their thoughts, prayers, cards that you guys send. And she said, tell them thank you most of all for loving my son Jim. So thank you for loving me. She said, love me more. All right. So she didn't say that, actually. All right. Michelle?
I didn't do this last year. I was a chicken. I'm a chicken today. But I just have a lot of things to be thankful for. You guys have prayed through our whole journey of my husband for many years, and the Lord blessed him and took him in such a beautiful way. And it's because of our church family. I mean, it really is. I mean, the Lord just wrapped his arms around us. We had VBS, we had ladies' conference, and then the way he took him was very special. I mean, we had a wonderful last day with him. Went to bed with such a peaceful rest. We had Bible lesson with Daniel before we went to bed, and it was just amazing. And then to have people care for us throughout the journey of this and praying for us has been really important, and we thank you for that because it's helped us. So we wish you all a happy Thanksgiving, and we thank you for you.
Amen. We often sing the chorus, thank you, Lord, and just the chorus, and we don't sing the verses with it. But time has run out, but we're going to stand. We're going to sing the verses and the chorus, and then we're going to close with a doxology. And let's sing them to the Lord together, shall we, as we stand.
Some thank the Lord for friends and home, for mercy sure and sweet. But I would praise him for his grace. In prayer I would repeat, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Great salvation, so rich and free. I trust in him from day to day. I prove his saving grace. I'll sing this song of praise to him. Amen. Until I see.
Sing out that chorus with all your hearts. Here we go.
Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to
And then we're going to sing the doxologies, 21 in your hymn books if you want to look at it.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him all creatures here below. Praise Him above ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We say amen around here, amen, just for the word of it. Kevin knows it. Well, don't forget the scripture as you go home. It's our theme verse every year. The glutton and the drunkard shall lie down together. And so be careful about that today. And are you still glad you're saved? Amen. Jason is going to come, close in prayer, say a word. I'm thankful this year, the Lowe's, God led them to this church for such a time as this. We're very grateful for him and his wife.
Thank you, Pastor. We're so thankful to be part of this church family. And what a great little taste of what heaven's going to be like. Amen? And it's going to be a wonderful time together. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for what we've been able to be a part of this morning. Lord, I'm so thankful for what you've done in my life. And I know everybody else here could give a testimony, Lord, of the goodness of you in their life. Lord, just what a sweet time. Lord, my heart is so full right now. What a sweet time we've had together. And again, what a great little taste, little tidbit, Lord, of what heaven's going to be like as we gather around your throne. Lord, for all of eternity, singing your praises and glorifying you. Lord, I thank you for each one in this room. Lord, I know some could not be here today. Father, I pray that you bless them, strengthen them. But Lord, as we enter into this Christmas season now, Lord, after today, as we enter into the Christmas time and the busyness of everything, Father, help us to make much of the gospel. Lord, to let Jesus shine in all that we say, all that we do. Lord, help us to make a difference. And again, Lord, thank you for the sweet time of together, of fellowship, of singing and giving testimony and praise to you today. Be with us as we dismiss. Keep us safe. Help us, Lord, as we gather together with our friends and family. Lord, again, help you to be right there in the middle of it all. Again, we thank you and we praise you for everything. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You are dismissed today. Happy Thanksgiving.